好开心可以今朝早同你一齐喺度敬拜上帝。
We're so glad to have you and worship with us today.
特别咧，今日系2018年去到年尾嘅时候，我哋带住一个感恩嘅心，我哋经历到圣灵临在我哋中间。我哋谂翻起上帝一年到晚俾我哋保守，我哋真系好多个理由，我哋要去敬拜赞美佢。
This is especially great because this is the end of the year, the last Sunday of the year. And when you recount and think about all the things that God has done in our lives, we can't help but to think of all the reasons to praise Him and worship Him.
每一个星期日嘅朝头早咧，当你行入嚟列治文中学嘅时候，入到嚟呢个大 gym 里边，如果你坐喺后边嗰一排嘅长凳上面嘅话咧，呢一幅就系你会见到嘅图画。
On a typical Sunday morning.In secondary school, you enter the big gym, and if you sit on the bleachers, this is probably what you see.
你坐低嘅时候咧，大概系11:05啦，或者摆低完啲细路，大概系11:10啦。
Maybe by the time you settle down, it's 11:05 or 11:10.
虽然我哋会用三种唔同嘅语言嚟到去唱诗赞美上帝，有时用国语、粤语，有时用英文，但系你总系会好享受呢一段敬拜赞美嘅时间。
And although we sing in a mixture of Mandarin, Cantonese, and English songs to praise God, we have always enjoyed the praise time.
即使你觉得自己唱歌未必系最好听都好啦，你都会被音乐所感动，因为你知道圣灵喺呢度。
Even if you're not really confident about your singing, you feel touched by the songs because you know the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit's in here.
你亦都会中意听讲道呢段时间，因为你觉得你听得明啦，而且咧讲道好实用。是跟你的生活是息息相关的。
And we love the preaching because we understand and we find it practical and relevant to our lives.
崇拜完了，你第一件事就会出去做些什么呢？当然会立刻拿着一些 snacks 留给你的小孩，过了一阵就会没了。然后呢，你就会找你的朋友，大家约在一起，就稍后出去吃饭也好，喝茶也好， whatever。
And what happens when the service ends, you go out and get the first come first serve snacks and just grab them all and just reserve them for your kids. And then maybe you meet up with your friends to go grab lunch after.
So, 星期日的崇拜呢都幾好啦，算係咁啦，感謝上帝帶咗我嚟一間好好嘅教會。
And so you thank God for bringing you to a good church, to have a good service, to have a good time.
今朝早呢，係我哋叫做一個年尾嘅時候呢， Servant Honoring Sunday, 我哋用嚟呢表揚一年到晚在这间教会里面很忠心地来到服侍的侍奉团队每一个的仆人。
This Sunday morning is what we call the Servant Honoring Sunday. And we use this time to honor, to appreciate the servants who have been with us through the year and all the years before.
我觉得没什么方法好得过，我真的讲真话给大家知，其实这些的侍奉团队，这些的仆人，他们是每个星期日是做什么的，也都借着这个机会将荣耀归给上帝。
And really, there's no better way to thank them, to honor them, other than to tell them what they do in their work and use that as a testimony to praise God.
今朝早咧，我想带你去到个幕后，去睇一睇弟兄姊妹其实点样将呢一间好平凡嘅中学咧，将佢转化成为一个神一个敬拜嘅场所，以至当你11:00你行入嚟呢度嘅时候咧，你即刻可以经历到神嘅同在。
So this morning we want to bring you to behind the scenes and show you how the brothers and sisters who are servants in this church have prepared the place, how they prepare, how they get ready for us so that when we come, we enter into the presence of God.
当你行到入来的时候，你第一个见到的不会是牧者，你第一个见到的也不会是领师，你第一个见到会是什么呢？是我们 parking team 的弟兄姊妹带你去找到一个合适的车位。
And as you arrive first in Koinonia, the first person you meet is not the worship leader, is not the pastor. It's in fact the parking team members who will direct you to an available parking spot.
尤其是咧，当而家教会一路增长啦，并且咧对面个球场咧有啲朋友嚟打波，咁所以而家咧揾车位咧系越嚟越难，呢啲车位越嚟越矜贵，系咪
？And we know parking spots are rare these days, very rare these days. Because we're sharing them with the soccer team and ourselves, we are growing too as a church.
不过无论你是入来打球也好，你入来敬拜上帝也好， parking team 的仆人呢，他们都会带你去帮你去找到一个适合的车位。
But regardless of whether you're playing the soccer or you're come here to worship God, parking team members will come and they will direct you to find the best parking spot.
不过呢， 嚟到冬天嘅時候咧，除咗有時要企喺外邊天寒地凍之外咧，如果嗰日落雪咧，停車場即係晨早你行到入嚟嘅時候，停車場就會好似咁樣樣嘅。
Things get a little tougher when it's the winter time. Well, thank God it hasn't snowed yet. But now, if maybe last year it would have looked like this when they first come to this place.
咁所以咧 ，parking team 咧。嘅弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋就會去指導其他嘅團隊或者其他嘅仆人咧，去清理所有嘅行人道，以至到咧，我哋有四個 parking lot 啦。你由 parking lot 個停車場一路行翻入嚟，Richmond High School 嗰個入口嘅時候咧，你能夠安全嘅嚟到到達。
And the parking team then they will coordinate the teams, all the teams, and they will help out to clear the walkways, to shovel the snow, to get some salt on the ground, so that we can get to this place safely.
當你入到嚟之後咧，第一隊嘅團隊嚟到去歡迎你同你打招呼嘅咧，應該就係呢一隊 Connect Team 啦。Connect Team 嚟做咩咧？佢哋係特別要嚟歡迎第一次嚟到哥倫基督教會嘅新朋友。
And then when you get into the school, the next team that you'll find is the yellow shirt people, the Connect Team. They're the first one to welcome visitors to Koinonia.
你想象下咧，要認得。邊一個係新朋友咧？其實係要記得幾多嘅面孔，咁所以咧呢個係一啲都唔容易嘅工作。
We find that they have great memory because they have to remember all the people who are new to this church. I myself, and I'm sure he as well, cannot remember all the people that are new to this church. But they can. This is not an easy job for them.
跟住嗰個禮拜咧，佢哋就會代表教會打個電話去接觸呢啲新朋友，再一次同你講聲歡迎。
And the following week, what they'll do is they'll call, make a phone call to the newcomers and to touch up with them, to ask them questions, to get to know them a little bit more so that they feel welcome again to come next week.
假如这个新朋友，这个新的家庭，他们有小朋友的话，那下一队能够帮到他们的 team 就是 admin team 了。
Let's suppose this new family has young children, as a big family, the admin team is now there to help.
那他们呢通常就是在后面那幅的蓝色的台嗰度嚟到去当值嘅。
They usually sit right at the blue table, right when you go into the entrance.
Admin team 系帮助家长去登记佢哋嘅小朋友，登记小朋友做咩咧？就系参加我哋嘅儿童事工啦，会写低佢哋嘅姓名啦、佢哋嘅年龄啦、佢哋嘅联络电话啦，同埋佢哋有冇食物敏感等等。
Admin team helps the family to register their children for admission in the campus and to get to know the children's things like name and their age and their contact number and whether they have food allergies or not.
完成咗個登記之後咧，就會 print 一個所謂印一個所謂嘅 security label 啊，因為憑住呢個 label 咧就接小朋友放學，冇 label 咧就接唔到放學嘅。咁然之後咧就會指示呢一個嘅家庭咧，其實應該帶呢個小朋友去邊一個班房。
And once they have all the information, they'll get a security label to the kid and to the parents so that the parent can use the security label to pick up the kids after. Then they will show them to the classrooms.
擺低啲細路去到兒童事工，去到 Capos， 然之後你就會行翻翻嚟個禮堂呢一度。一係咧你就去英文崇拜啦，一係你就嚟粵語崇拜啦。咁所以咧，當你入到嚟個禮堂嘅時候咧，歡迎你入嚟嗰隊 team 咧就係 hospitality team 啦。
So you put the kids to Capos, and now you're walking back to your service meeting point, whether it's English service or whether it's Cantonese service, and then you'll see more yellow shirt people, the hospitality team.
咁你崇拜完咗第一時間出去拿嗰啲嘅餅啊、嗰啲嘅 snacks 啊、嗰啲嘅咖啡啊、嗰啲嘅茶咧，亦都係 hospitality team 咧幫我哋預備，以至我哋完咗時間用完咗崇拜嘅時候咧可以去享用嘅。
And we thank them especially because they make great snacks for us, and then we can chill and we can have food after the service.
每個星期日，如果你10:15行到入嚟呢度啦，你通常11:00先翻嚟啦。但係假如你試下一個朝頭早10:15翻到嚟嘅時候咧，你就會見到四隊嘅團隊咧，佢哋圍埋一個圈一個圈喺度做緊咩咧？其實佢哋開緊簡報會去預備當天早上嗰一場嘅崇拜。
If for a Sunday you come in at 10:15, not 11, 10:15, you'll see these four teams, these four hospitality teams, gathered around in circles, and they are doing what we call a briefing meeting to prepare for the coming worship service.
好容易認嘅啫，你見到佢哋全部都係著 黃色衫嘅，因為黃色咧就係我哋嘅 hospitality team， 我哋嘅款待事工嘅顏色。我好欣賞佢哋嘅同心啦，你見到佢哋同心啦，同埋咧你見到佢哋對人嘅關懷同埋佢哋嘅熱情。
It's very easy to spot them because these four teams, hospitality, connect, parking, and admin, they're on yellow. Yellow is their team color for hospitality ministry as a whole. And we really appreciate their teamwork, their passion for this ministry.
如果喺呢一個時間你入到門口之後啦，入埋嚟呢個大場呢一個大 gym 裏邊嘅時候咧，你就會見到 music team 咧喺度開始排練緊啊。
And around the same time, if you go into the auditorium, you'll see the music team doing rehearsals.
弟兄姊妹通常都喜歡我哋嘅音樂啦，喜歡我哋嘅詩歌啦，但咧你可能冇留心咧，其實佢哋用咗好多嘅時間嚟到去預備星期日朝頭早嗰個嘅預演咧，只不過係其中一部分啫。
Most of us really appreciate the music and the singing, but it really takes a lot of preparation. Sunday morning rehearsal is only a tip of the iceberg.
其實咧，敬拜隊咧，星期喺週日嘅時候啦，星期二晚或者星期三晚咧，佢哋都會練習嘅。咁練習幾耐咧？可能係兩個鐘至到三個鐘，就視乎嗰一場崇拜個音樂編排咧有幾複雜啦。
The team usually meets weekday evening, Tuesday or Wednesday, and usually it takes about 2 or 3 hours, depending on how sophisticated the music arrangement happens to be.
咁我想俾你睇一睇，嗱呢度咧係其中一隻歌嘅音樂編排啦。你會見到個歌名喺呢度啦。你會見到呢一個咧就係我哋個 flow 啦，所謂嗰個編排。嗱呢度咧就係第一節啦、第二節啦、development 啦、chorus 啦、第一節啦、第二節啦、development chorus 啦。你會見到呢條咧，佢哋叫做 dynamic line 啦，就係有高有低起伏啦，然後最後 build up 啦，然之後完啦。你會見到咩 key 咩拍子乜嘢速度啦？你會見到每一件樂器有啲 notes 喺度嘅，有啲寫低咗其實有啲咩要記住，當時應該係 suppose 要點樣彈嘅。
Pastor Wilbur has done a great job in explaining the chart, considering he's not a musician himself. But this is the chart that only half of the team reads on every Sunday, because this is the vocal chart. So you see there's a flow on the top where it tells us what to sing and which section to sing. Of course, there's the song name, and then those little wiggly lines is a dynamic line to show us how high the dynamic or how low the dynamic is. There's a little box there to show the key information, the tempo information, and there's some really little instruction for the band members, because the band members read a completely separate chart. You know, each of the songs is like 3 or 4 pages. So that's only like really, really half of the picture.
咁你見到咧？呢度只係其中一隻歌啫。每一個嘅崇拜咧，我哋大概會唱四隻歌，然之後每個星期日咧，我哋有兩場崇拜，因為有粵語崇拜，有英文崇拜，然之後一年裏邊有52個星期，咁平均大概喺一年裏邊咧，佢哋用好多心機咧，就係去畫呢啲嘅音樂嘅編排。大概你計一計條數咧，就係416個啦。
So this is just one song, and we sing 4 songs each service. There's 2 services every Sunday, 52 Sundays a year. So when you do the math, it kind of comes out to be about 416, not counting the band people charts. You know, there's a couple of extra sheets there, so I don't know how many sheets there are there.
當崇拜發生緊嘅時候咧，喺呢個黃色框框裏邊咧，就係。幾乎係所有嘅 action 啦，都喺呢一個黃色框框裏邊嚟到發生嘅。
Usually, when service happens, most of our attention is given to the place in the yellow box there, because that's where our attention is, and that's where usually most of the action happens.
喺呢個框裏邊發生嘅嘢咧，係由3隊嘅侍奉團隊咧負責去預備嘅。
But it's not just us two, it's not just these two, but it's actually 3 teams working together to make this yellow box happen.
如果冇咗呢三隊嘅團隊嘅話咧，你唔會聽到我把聲啦，你唔會睇到我想 show 啲咩俾你睇啦，甚至你唔會見到我嘅喎。
And without them, without these 3 teams, you won't hear our voices, you won't see the presentation slides, and even for some of us, you may not be even able to see us at all.
嗱，咁呢三隊 team 咧，第一隊我想同你介紹嘅咧，就係負責將啲經文、將啲歌詞咧打上去個熒幕上面嘅。
The first team of these three is the presentation team. They are responsible for showing the scriptures and the lyrics on the screen.
除非佢哋打錯歌詞嘅啫，否則嘅話咧，其實你係唔會見到佢哋嘅存在嘅。不過佢哋真係存在嘅。其實存在喺邊咧？就存在喺呢度喺隊 band 前邊啊。Chris 而家坐嘅呢個位咧，就係全場。我成日覺得係全場最精彩刺激就係呢個位噶啦。
So unless they make a mistake.We usually don't notice their existence, but they actually exist right here. They're in the right in the front of the band, right in the front of the auditorium. This is the hot seat of the whole place.
如果你係隊 band 咧，你就要拍子準啦。如果你上嚟唱緊歌嘅話，你就要音準啦。其實原來唔單止，如果你撳緊 PowerPoint 嘅時候咧，你要撳得好準啲，嗰啲嘅歌詞要出得好準嘅喎。
So just as the band needs to get their rhythm right, the worship leader needs to get their notes right.The presentation team need to get their lyrics correct.
呢隊 team 咧就係負責所有你聽到嘅聲音啦。Tech team 咧，就係將所有你見到朝頭早嘅 band equipment 啦，所有嘅樂器啦，一路由前邊個台咧駁到去後邊個 mixer 喺正我前邊個 mixer 嗰度，然之後又由個 mixer 咧出翻嚟就去到呢四個嘅喇叭嗰度。
The next of the three teams is the tech team. The tech team is responsible for all the sounds that you hear in the service. They connect the band equipment, the microphones, and all that stuff back down to the mixer in the back, come back up to the front four mixers right here.
他們會 set up 這個場，也會 set up 隔離英文崇拜的場，也會 set up 在後面，你後面那個兒童崇拜的場。
And as the four speakers is not enough, they also set children, ministry, and also the English service, and how, God knows how many cables there are in there.
所以你聽到好靚嘅聲嘅時候咧，除咗個講員把聲好靚啦，領司個人把聲好靚啦，其實咧亦都係因為有好高水準嘅混音 tech team 幫我哋混音得出嚟嘅結果嚟喎。
So when you hear beautiful voices from Pastor Wilbur, it's not just because of him having a great voice. It's also because the tech team members have done a great job in mixing the sounds together.
Just in case 你唔知道佢哋喺邊度咧，有時佢哋會坐喺前邊啦。但係肯定其中有一個我哋嘅 sound engineer 咧，就係會對正我呢度咧，喺後邊嗰排凳嘅中間嗰個咧，就係我哋嘅 sound engineer 啦。
And just in case you ever wonder, they are the ones with the big machine in the back. One of the big machines in the back, usually right there at the end of the bleachers. But some of them, for English service or some other places, they might be in the front. Some of the tech team members are also scattered all around the place.
跟住落嚟嗰隊 team 咧。就係 set up 我後邊，你見到呢一個黑色嘅幕啦，呢四盞嘅 LED 燈啦，意思到當你望過嚟前面嘅時候咧，你起碼會見到哦，一個好好嘅背景，特別係當拍照嘅時候咧，你唔會見到後邊嗰幅灰色牆，你就會見到有幾盞燈同埋一個好靚嘅黑色嘅背景。
The next team out of the three is video production VP team. They do the backdrops, the black backdrops, the projection, the lights, so that when the video goes online and gets recorded, you will see not the gray wall and the horses in the back, but you'll actually see great people and in front of a sort of a black background.
嗱，呢一度咧，佢哋 set up 緊我哋後邊投影嗰個嘅投影機啦。呢個係佢哋 set up 緊，你見到佢幾開心咧，係咪？呢個嘅熒幕啦，然之後 set up 喺場裏邊幾架嘅攝影機。
So you see in this picture, and also I guess live in this equipment here, there's a projector in the back here on the top left corner. There's also the screen, and there's also right in the middle of the auditorium, there's the video recording camera, and also in the back in the balcony up there, there's all their equipment.
你見到能夠見到呢一幅嘅影像係四平八正咧，其實係因為佢哋好有心機嚟到去量度啦，量度啲咩咧？個熒幕同個投射器要同一個高度啦，要喺一個適當嘅距離啦。最難最難係咩咧？就係佢哋要夾啱嗰個角度，以至到呢幅圖畫咧係四平八正嘅。
This is actually a very difficult job to have the projection line up perfectly with the screen because you need to set both of them at the exact height and the exact distance and the exact angle for this to look good.
如果你唔知道 VP team 喺邊咧，就係喺後邊嗰排嘅凳。嘅上邊個 balcony 嗰度，佢哋居高臨下咧，可以睇曬成個場。
Some of the VB team members are seated in the balcony, where all their equipments are, and they'll do some of the processing right there on the spot.
如果你星期日朝頭早，假設你 miss 咗嗰場講道嘅時候咧，唔緊要，你可以上網聽翻曬每一場嘅崇拜嘅講道，因為咧我哋成個過程咧係錄影咗嘅。並且咧 ，just in case 你唔知道啦，喺網上邊咧，如果你 click 入去每一場崇拜嘅講道裏面咧，連講道嘅筆記都已經俾咗你噶啦。
So if you missed the sermon and if you can't be here for whatever reason, or there are some people from all over the place, all over the world listening to us, they can go to our website because VP team has recorded it and uploaded it to our website. And they also give the sermon notes on the website.
就正如每一个游水池都应该有个救生员呢，一间咁大的教会呢，都是有急救员的。
So after the three teams,We now go to the next one. And just as a swimming pool, they need a lifeguard, a church of this size should have a first aid attendant.
每一个星期日当值的急救员呢，他们都接受过急救的训练的。那这件事呢，是尤其重要，因为现在我们的儿童事工呢，已经去到差不多100个小朋友，百几个小朋友的时候呢，有些什么撞亲撞亲的时候呢，不要紧，有一个急救员在这里。
The first aid attendant is one with first aid training, is on duty every single Sunday. And this is important, especially important because we have over 100 people, 100 kids, children in Kapos every single Sunday.
你見到計數機啦、支票啦、有個 scanner 啦，喺度數緊錢啦，咁你估到呢度係咩 team 啦？
So if you look at the picture, there's calculators, checks, bills, money, envelopes, scanners, and all that. This is, of course, the finance team.
Finance team 咧就係負責去幫我哋數點每個星期日嘅收到嘅奉獻啦。佢哋負責入數啦、出數啦。每個星期日你都唔會揾到佢哋啦，我都唔想俾你揾到佢哋啦，因為佢哋係喺度搞緊啲錢。咁但係咧，能夠入到呢隊 team 咧，係要經過執事會特別嘅批核，然之後先能夠入到呢隊 team， 因為佢哋必須係一啲受備受信任嘅弟兄姊妹。
The finance team counts the offering after worship service every single Sunday, and they're hidden somewhere in this place, somewhere counting the money. Because they're handling money, they must be people of integrity, and they're appointed specifically by the church council.
咁當我哋喺度大人喺度敬拜緊嘅時候咧，其實有少年事工嘅領袖咧，亦都帶緊一班 Grade 6去到 Grade 9嘅少年人咧喺度做緊敬拜。咁每個星期日咧，我哋平均大概有25个嘅少年人咧係參加緊少年崇拜嘅。
And while all this is happening in the adult service, either Cantonese or English, there's also the youth ministry team. They are leading the program for grade 6 to 9 students, and there's about 25 of them every single Sunday.
好啦，呢隊 team 係咩 team 咧？每個星期日咧，你都會見到有啲橙色衫嘅弟兄姊妹咧喺度兩邊走啦，兩頭騰啦。呢隊咧就係我哋嘅兒童事工嘅隊伍啦。
And the orange shirt is the children ministry team, and you're bound to see them somewhere because there's just so many of them on Sunday.
Kapos 兒童事工嘅仆人隊伍咧，係我哋其中一隊最大嘅侍奉團隊啦。因為佢哋咧，每個星期日咧，佢哋都帶領緊接近100个嘅小孩子，由幼童一路去到小學五年班。每個星期帶緊佢哋，咁呢幅相咧就係佢哋今年應該係今年有一個訓練日嘅時候一齊影嘅。
They're our biggest team, biggest serving team. They teach close to 100 students, 100 children, from toddler all the way to grade 5 every single Sunday. This picture was taken sometime during this year in our children ministry training day.
我知道有啲弟兄姊妹可能你都考慮緊參加咩團隊侍奉啦，咁所以解釋少少俾你聽。如果你參加 Kapos 侍奉嘅時候，大概會係點嘅咧
？If you ever wonder what children ministry does or what happens in there, we're going to talk about it briefly.
每個星期日喺兒童崇拜開始之前咧，一班嘅仆人咧就會預備每一個嘅預備佢哋嘅侍奉嘅地方，咁然之後佢哋會走埋一齊咧，亦都同樣嘅有一個 briefing 啦。咁喺就喺隔離嘅啫，個細 gym 嗰度大概有13至15个嘅仆人咧，就喺嗰度嚟到去預備。
And before the children worship starts, the servants would gather together for briefing right at a small gym there. There's about 15 every single week, 15 servants.
當兒童崇拜開始嘅時候咧，第一件事咧，佢哋就會分開做小組啦。喺隔離咧，佢哋就會由 Grade 1 去到 Grade 5，一共會分開5个嘅小組。
And when worship happens or when service happens, the children are divided into groups of their age. And there is usually about 5 groups, one for every single age, school year.
咁小組完咗之後咧，佢哋就會走埋一齊啦。咁走埋一齊就係佢哋敬拜嘅時候啦，佢哋會聽一個短嘅信息嘅時候。
And after the small group time, they were going to have a worship message time together back into the big group.
呢幅相咧就係佢哋準備開始敬拜之前啦。咁你見到咧 ，Kenan 企咗喺度，佢就 suppose 要彈吉他嘅。阿 Fitz 咧就企咗喺度，佢係負責領詩嘅嗰朝早。
And this is the picture of them getting ready to worship. Fitz is leading the singing, and Kenan is leading on the guitar.
嗱，如果佢哋乖嘅時候咧，你就會見到佢哋坐定定一排排喺度留心，好留心咁聽緊佢哋嘅領嘅 leader 咧嘅吩咐嘅。
And on the good days, you'll be able to see those horizontal lines. They line up very nicely and just listen to the leaders.
完咗敬拜之後咧，佢哋就有一個嘅活動時間啦。咁你見到呢一個活動嘅時間咧，哇！你真係好中意佢哋係咪？呢一班係咩班咧？呢班就係最細嗰一班啊，就係基本上係 Grade One 或者 Grade Two。佢哋走埋一齊咧，呢度咧數埋你數下有幾多個咧？呢度有20個嘅 Grade One 嘅小孩子。
And we love this picture because it shows 20-something grade one or two students. They just gather together just to do a little puzzle in the middle. That's not even able to see anymore.
控制喺度做咩咧？係解答一個老師俾佢哋嘅困難嘅難題。
Yeah, and it's nice to see everybody engaged at the same time in this exercise.
最後一隊 team， 我想介紹俾大家嘅咧，佢哋就係任務艱難、最艱巨嗰隊 team 啦，就係西 team。佢哋同我哋嘅搬運工人，我哋有6個嘅搬運工人咧，佢哋夾手夾腳咧，就將所有硬件、所有嘅器材由我哋嘅倉運上3架嘅大貨車，裝滿曬3架大貨車之後咧，就會運嚟列治文中學呢一度。
The last team we want to introduce is the most important, most mission critical team. This is the site team. They work with the movers to load all the equipment, the hardware onto 3 trucks.And they transport everything from our storage to Richmond High, this place.
佢哋嚟到呢度之後，當然就會落貨啦。然之後就將每一架呢啲嘅手推車運所有同埋每一個嘅器每一件嘅器材咧，運送俾所有相關嘅團隊。然之後大家一齊嚟到去搭建呢個敬拜嘅地方。
And when they arrive at Richmond High, they work with the movers to unload everything, deliver all the little carts, all the big carts, to each place, each equipment, to the each appropriate team, and they need also to set up the school.
我好想去 honor 西 team， 我好想話俾大家知，其實佢哋每個星期係做啲咩嘅。嗱，舉個例子，呢度咧就係佢哋點樣 set up 一個兒童事工嘅班房。
We really appreciate all the work and all the dedication site team has put into setting up. And this is just one example of how they set up a classroom for our children ministry.
你望下呢幅相咧，你估下要做几多功夫噶啦
？Let's take a look at this picture. You see, there's 2 tables, there's a couple of chairs, but can you imagine how much work has been put into this one classroom?
好啦，要腾出中间有啲空间嘅时候咧，即系话要将中间所有班房嘅台咧。擺埋一邊，咁你見到咧，而家啲台咧就全部都整整齊齊嘅，列曬喺個幅牆嗰度。
For this to happen, the open area in the middle, we have to move all the tables because this is a classroom. After all, on weekdays, there's people, there's high school students coming for school for class. So when we come on Sunday, we have to move all the tables onto the side and stack them neatly by the wall.
你仲有見到啲咩咧？嗱，你記得咧，呢間係一間中學嚟嘅，咁即係話咧。啲學生咧係會留低啲唔知啲乜嘢喺個櫃桶裏邊嘅，咁所以咧為咗小心小孩子嘅安全咧，你發覺咧佢哋係將所有呢啲嘅櫃桶咧全部都調轉咗向住個牆，以至到小朋友入到嚟嘅時候咧，佢哋係唔會摸到櫃桶裏邊嘅嘢嘅。
And because this is a classroom and we all know high school students, they put anything into the drawers, they put all kinds of stuff. But because we want to protect our kids, our children, we make sure when we move the tables, all the inside, the drawer side is faced to the wall, regardless of whether that side is aligned to the wall or not. So sometimes they have to turn them around and they have to push them to the side.
你仲有留意到啲咩？見唔見到啲凳喺邊度啊
？What else do you notice? Look at the chairs.
啲凳咧，全部都喺嗰張台同埋幅牆嘅中間。 點解要咁樣樣嘅咧？因為咧，當你擺咗佢隔住嗰張台之後咧，起碼小朋友咧就冇咁容易擒上張凳上邊，再擒上張台上面，然之後從張台上面跳落嚟。咁所以咧，因為呢班係toddler 講嘅 toddler 同埋幼稚園嘅小朋友，咁所以咧就要 make sure 咧啲凳全部都唔係佢哋可以掂到嘅。
And if you also notice, the chairs on.Between the wall and the table, so that the little kids they can't climb up to the chair and climb up to the table and jump down for whatever reason.
咁你就會發覺原來要預備一間班房咧，係要咁仔細同埋要花咁多嘅心機嘅。
And so you see how much thought and attention is put into setting up one classroom.
咁你就會問啦，咁喐曬啲台之後，到我哋走嘅時候，點樣還原呢
？Well, how do we put them back into the original state after we're done?
原來就係咁嘅，有一個仆人咧，係會專登喺每一間班房裏邊將本來嗰啲嘅台凳，佢哋係點樣 set up？ 因為間間班房都唔同嘅，本來嗰啲台凳係點樣 set up 嘅咧？佢哋就會畫咗喺呢幅白板度，以至到我哋走嘅時候咧，嗰啲嘅工人咧，佢哋知道點樣還原呢間班房。而最理想嘅就係當我哋走嘅時候，同我哋嚟嘅時候係一樣，好似冇嚟過咁樣樣。
So how do we make this happen? One side team servant actually draws the floor plan on the whiteboard so that we know exactly how to put everything back into the original state. The goal for us is to restore everything so that it's as if we didn't come on Sunday.
咁呢個咧只係一間班房。你知唔知我哋星期日朝頭早其實要 set up 八間班房？
And this is just one classroom, and we have eight classrooms to set up every single Sunday.
好啦，除咗 set up 個班房之外咧，下一幅咧，我想帶你入嚟睇下呢個牆，就係你而家坐緊喺度嘅地方。你估下我想你睇咩啊？嗱
，So we're going to show you a picture, the other stuff that side team does, and you see a picture of the chairs. And can you guess what we're going to show you?
嗱，我轉一轉個角度俾你睇一睇啊！你估下我想俾你睇咩啊？嗱
，Do you see what I see?
最尾嗰排凳咧，一共係有四十張凳嘅，而你發覺呢四十張凳咧係好整齊地一字咁樣排開嘅。我成日都好好奇，究竟點樣可以做到咁嘅咧
？There's at least 40 chairs, at least 40 chairs in that last row, and all of them perfectly line up in a straight line. How do they do this?
咁啊，唔係淨係最尾嗰排先係完全地一字排開嘅，之前嗰行都係好完全地一字排開嘅喎。
And if you look at the row before that, it's also the same.
之前嗰行都係嘅喎。
And the one before that.
再之前嗰行都係嘅喎。
And the fourth one.
佢哋全部都係好整齊地一字排開。不過，除咗佢哋好整齊地一字排開之後咧，仲要佢哋係完整地好平衡地排開嘅喎。
So it's not only that they're nicely put together, they're also in straight lines, parallel to one another.
咁所以咧，如果你企喺一個適當嘅位置，攞啱個角度嘅話咧，你就會發現咧，呢啲所有嘅直線咧，都會聚焦喺牆上面嘅一點啊。
This is so nicely put together and so meticulous that if you stand at the right angle, you take a picture, all the lines will converge to a point on the wall.
呢個唔係一個光學嘅錯覺，而係嗰啲凳咧係真係完全地平衡啊。
And I guarantee you, we did not Photoshop this picture. This is not an optical illusion. This is exactly what happens every single Sunday.
咁當然啦，你而家坐咗上去之後就唔平衡啦。
And of course, you sitting on it ruins the whole parallel.
咁但我好想 show 俾大家睇嘅就係每一隊嘅侍奉團隊，每一個嘅侍奉仆人，當佢哋星期日嚟到去服侍嘅時候咧，嗰一種追求卓越嘅態度。
We want to show you this is the level of excellence that every single ministry team and every servant has put into serving.
講真，唔係有人要求佢哋要咁啊，而佢哋之所以咁做，係因為佢哋知道佢哋自己敬拜緊、侍奉緊嗰個係一個創天造地嘅神。
And really, no one really requested them to do it this way. They do it because they know they're serving the God who is the creator of this world.
咁所以星期日朝头早十点钟，假如你行入嚟呢个墙嘅时候咧，你就会见到个墙系咁样样噶啦。
So when everything comes together, 10 a.m. in the morning, this is what you'll see.
每一隊的侍奉團隊預備呢，由8:09一路去到10:00鬆啲啦，大概是一個鐘至到個半鐘頭的時間，很高效率地、很專業地 set up 咗呢一個場。
And all the teams are managed to put this all together in such excellence, in just a little more than an hour. Very efficient and very professional.
所以朝頭早10:00嘅時候咧，你入到嚟嘅時候咧，佢哋就差唔多預備開始去預演啦。
So 10 a.m. when everything is ready, we come in to do a rehearsal.
最後一隊 team 咧，我想同大家介紹咧，就係我哋嘅 staff team， 我哋嘅童工團隊啊。
And the last team we want to introduce to you guys to honor is the staff team.
童工團隊咧就係服侍其他仆人嘅團隊，佢哋係仆人嘅仆人。
This is a team that serve the servants, and they are the servant of servants.
所以他們每個禮拜當大家去上班當大家回家的時候他們就是預備所有適合的器材make sure 我們會有充足的物資每一隊 team 都有他們所需用的材料以至到當 servant 星期日回來侍奉的時候他們已經有所有適當的東西來到給他們安心服侍的
And they're responsible to make preparations so that the servants who come on Sunday they will have all the right equipment the right supplies the correct material to run the ministry
所以星期日當你入到嚟準備去敬拜11:00嘅時候咧，其實已經有14個團隊喺度服侍，已經預備咗將呢一間好平凡嘅中學變為一個敬拜嘅場所，以至你入到嚟嘅時候咧，你可以同上帝相遇。
So when you walk in Sunday 11 a.m., 14 teams, 14 ministry teams would have worked together to make this happen, to transform this school to a worship space so that you can have the best environment to encounter God.
以至到任何一個好想係尋找上帝嘅人都有機會喺呢度嚟到揾到上帝。
And so that everyone who comes and have a heart to seek God would come and have the best chance to find him.
弟兄姊妹，我想请你起立，不如我哋一齐用掌声将荣耀归俾我哋嘅神，好唔好啊
？May you please stand and give glory to God with our applause.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
Imagine you have a private moment with Jesus. It is just you and He. There is no one else around.
想象你有一段与耶稣基督单独相处嘅时候。就只係你同埋佢，冇其他別人喺你嘅身邊。
You have a chance to ask Jesus a favor. Whatever you desire, whatever you want, you can ask him. What may it be?
你有機會嚟到要求佢為你做一啲嘅嘢，任何你所想望嘅，你會要求耶穌為你做啲咩咧
？What is the best thing that Jesus can give you?
你想象主耶穌能夠可以俾到你最好嘅嘢，究竟係啲乜嘢咧
？Well, someone actually had that chance.
原來過去裏面真係有人試過有咁樣嘅機會。
James and John, two disciples of Jesus, came up to Jesus and said to him,
西比泰的儿子雅各约翰就是耶稣两个的门徒来到耶稣的跟前对他说
And they said, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you.
他们这样问,他说,老师,我们无论向你求什么,愿你为我们作成。
It is a bold request, isn't it?
你知不知道你觉不觉得这是一个很大胆的一个要求
Jesus' answer is equally interesting.
而主耶稣基督的回答亦都系感觉到非常有趣。
He said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣就系咁样讲啦，你要我为你哋作什么
？Seriously, Jesus, are you entertaining this request?
系咪真噶？耶稣居然嚟到回应佢哋嘅请求。
And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand, one at your left, in your glory."
佢哋就系咁样讲啦，在你嘅荣耀里面，让我们一个坐在你嘅右边，一个坐在你嘅左边。
You know what it means, right? Only the most honorable guests get to sit at the right and the left of the host.
你明白佢哋嘅意思吗？佢哋意思就系话，只有嗰啲嘅尊贵嘅客人先至能够有资格坐喺主人嘅左右边。
Therefore, James and John were actually seeking the highest honor in Jesus' kingdom, for they knew with that honor will come authority, power, dominance.And prestige.
所以咧，雅各同埋约翰嗰个意思，正系要主耶稣将佢哋喺上帝嘅国嘅里面，将佢哋摆喺成为最有尊荣嘅两个，而喺佢哋里面，佢哋都知道呢个所谓嘅尊荣，同样地为佢哋带嚟咗所有嘅权柄、能力、优越同埋威望。
And Jesus said to them, "Oh, you do not know what you are asking."
耶稣就对佢哋讲啦：，你们不知道你们求的是什么。
Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?
我喝的杯你们能喝吗？我受的洗你们能受吗？
Jesus knew that for him to enter into glory, he must go through suffering and death.
耶稣知道当他要进入荣耀里面的时候，他是必须要经历受苦和死亡。
And those who follow will have to follow his footsteps. So Jesus was asking the brothers, are you able to endure the persecutions and the sufferings like I do?
而那些跟随他的人，就是跟随耶稣基督脚中的人，其实他们同样都要承受这一切的痛苦和死亡。所以主耶稣在这里，他才跟门徒要问清楚他们，你们究竟能不能够好像我的一样，你们忍受这一切的逼迫和苦难？
Not fully understanding what Jesus had meant, James and John replied quickly, we are able.
雅各和约翰其实根本在这一刻的里面，他们还未明白耶稣的意思，所以他们很快就这样来回答。
We are able.
他们说能。
And Jesus said to them, the cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized.
耶稣说，我喝的杯，你们固然要喝；我受的洗，你们也要受。
Indeed, you will share my suffering.
意思就是说，你们都要跟我一起来去受苦。
But to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared.
只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，而是神预备赐给谁就赐给谁。
God himself is in charge of the seating plan.
父神自己去决定每一个人在上帝的国度里面，他那个的座位在哪里。
When the ten heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John.
其他的十个门徒听见了，就向雅各和约翰生气。
The other ten disciples were angry. I mean, who wouldn't be?
其他的十个门徒当知道这件事的里面，心里面都感觉到气愤。我的意思就是，其实有哪个不会感觉到气愤呢？
Are you guys the only one to follow Jesus the past 3 years? We were there too. We should all share the honor and the glory in his kingdom. How dare you try to keep everything to yourselves?
喂，唔通只系过去三年嘅里面，唔通只系你哋两个跟随耶稣咩？喺呢一度，其他嘅人岂唔系都用你一样一齐嘅嚟到去跟随耶稣咩？我哋都应该喺上帝嘅国度嘅里面成为一班有尊荣嘅人。你哋两个点可能自己一个人走去耶稣嘅面前去求呢啲嘢，却置我哋其他人不理啊
？And they began to argue who was his favorite disciple and who deserved therefore the greatest honor.
於是呢一班嘅門徒，佢哋走埋一齊，佢哋就開始爭論誰為大啦，甚至乎會爭論邊個先至係最受耶穌歡迎嘅門徒。
Jesus called them together and said to them。
結果耶穌將佢哋叫過來，就對佢哋咁樣講。
You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them, but it shall not be so among you.
耶稣怎样说呢？耶稣说，你们知道各国都有被尊为元首的统治他们，也有官长来管辖他们，但你们中间却不要这样。
The worldly order of honor is like this. Those who are at the top, those who are at the highest would keep all authority and all the power to themselves.
在世界的里面，你看看按着世界的标准，那些尊荣是归给那些坐在高位上面有权柄的人，而这些人他会将所有的权力，所有的能力全部归给自己。
And they use the power to control, to dominate, to demand service, to own treasures and land and slaves and servants, to conquestand security.
而这些人他们就会使用他们手里面的权柄来到去控制，去凌驾其他人，去要求人家去服侍他们，并且因着这样的缘故得着财富、田地、奴隶，甚至军队来到去制服其他人，好叫他们能够可以得着平安。
But it must not be so among you.
但下在你们中间并不是这样。
And whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be slave of all.
谁想在你们中间为大的，就要作你们的仆役。谁想在你们中间为首的，就要作大家的奴隶。
So here lies the key to the kingdom of God.The greatest virtue of God's kingdom is not power, but service.
喺呢一度嘅时候，主耶稣要话俾我哋听，要我哋嘅明白上帝嘅国系究竟系点。在上帝的国里面，伟大的不是那些有能力的人，而是那些愿意去服侍其他人的仆人。
Yes, some people will be greater, some people will be first. Jesus is not denying status in God's kingdom.
无可否认，在上帝的国里面，是有些人可能是会前一些，有些人会后一些，但主耶稣在这里，他不是要去否定在神国里面的地位上面是没有差异。
The truth is,Some people will be more honorable than others in the kingdom of God.
而现实的时候，就是在上帝的国里面，的而且确，有些人会比其他人更加得着更大的尊荣。
But the way to get there is not through power, but service.
但是要得着更大的尊荣，那个约时，那个通道，就不是通过你有多少的能力，而是你有多愿意去服侍你身边的人。
The next thing Jesus says is crucial.
所以耶稣基督讲下去的第二样嘢就嚟得更加重要啦。
For even the Son of Man came, I came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for a ransom of many.
因为人子来不是要受人服侍，而是要服侍人，并且要舍命作许多人的赎价。
This is why Christians, this is why Christ followers must learn.To serve others.
这个就是基督徒，就是我们每一个跟随耶稣基督的人，我们需要学习的地方，就是我们要学习怎样来到去服侍人。
Not because there's anything superior or anything inherently good about service, but because it is the fundamental posture of the Lord.
不单只是因为服侍本身背后的里面，它包含了一些很美善的一些素质，更加重要就是，这个是很明显，就是主给我们一个很明显的榜样。
Verse 45 sums up the earthly ministry of Jesus.
所以去到第四十五节嘅时候，喺嗰度佢总结咗主耶稣基督在世嘅所有嘅工作。
I came not to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many.
我来不是要受人嘅服侍，而是要服侍人，并且要舍命作许多人的赎价。
Jesus' ministry can be summed up in two words: to serve and to give.
主耶稣基督在世的工作，你可以用两个的词语来到去作为总结。第一个是服侍，第二个是付出。
Giving is the essence of God.
付出是父神本质里面一个很核心的精髓。
Serving is the dominant culture in his kingdom.
服侍是在上帝的国里面一个很重点、紧要的文化。
And one day we will be there, and we will see for ourselves who really are the great ones, who really are the honorable ones.
而有一日嘅时候，我哋都会翻翻到我哋嘅父神嘅里面，而喺嗰度，我哋就会亲眼嚟咧见到究竟边个喺父神嘅里面先至伟大，边一个喺神嘅国度嘅里面先为之最有尊荣。
It will be those who have given the most and have served many.
正正就是那些愿意摆上自己最多，并且愿意以自己的生命来服侍其他人的那一群人。
Let me say this again. The ones who are to be the greatest and the most honorable are to be the one who has given the most and have served many.
用我来再讲一次，就是那些 在神国里面最大并且拥有最有尊荣的人，就是那些很愿意来将自己摆上来都是服侍他们身边的人的那些的人。
So this morning we want to thank all the servants who have served faithfully throughout the years.
所以今天的早上，我们很想的，来到多谢那些这么多年来，在这里为主来到忠心服侍的工人。
We know it's not been easy. It takes a lot of sacrifices.
我知道呢，这件事绝对不容易，因为在过程里面的时候，你或许要摆上有很多的牺牲和付出。
Sometimes you may feel frustrated. Sometimes you may feel unappreciated.
有些时刻，可能你在服侍的过程里面，你会感觉到沮丧，甚至乎有阵时你以为你所付出的嘢你未得到肯定。
There may even be times when you just want to quit.
甚至有些时刻，你有想过放弃，并且你有想过要退出。
We understand how it feels because sometimes we feel the same way.
我好明白究竟你嘅感觉系乜嘢，因为有好多嘅时刻，就连我哋自己都有一个咁样嘅经历同埋想法。
There is no rewards for you this morning other than to say that we understand and we appreciate your sacrifice.
今天嘅早上，虽然我哋只能够嘅就系让你去明白， 告诉你们，就是对于你的摆上和你的付出，我们是加以的肯定。
But brothers and sisters, we are on the right track. The kingdom of God is about giving and serving.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天的早上，我很想你明白，并且告诉你们，就是今天你已经在走一条上帝所喜悦的道路，因为这条道路正正就是上帝所喜悦的，就是付出和服侍。
And with Jesus, the Son of God, leading the way, He is already sitting at the right hand of God in glory.
而今天的里面，我们有主耶稣基督，就是上帝的儿子，他已经行在我们的前头，为我们领路，成为我们的榜样，而如今他已经坐在我们的父神荣耀的右边。
And one day you and I will be there, and we will be honored because we too have served like him.
而有一天我们都会去到主耶稣基督的面前，去到我们的父神的里面，在那里我们能够可以经历这一份的荣耀，这份的尊荣，因为今天我们都好像他一样，来到摆上，来到服侍。
Church, will you please rise?
弟兄姊妹，让我们同嘅嚟到起立。
Let's end this year with one more praise song.
让我们今天的早上，我们用最后一首嘅赞美嘅诗，你要作为我们今日年终嘅嚟到总结。
The end of 2018.
去到呢一个2018年嘅年尾。
And the song says, "Yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory is yours forever."
呢个诗歌咁样讲，佢话国度属于你，一切嘅权能，一切嘅荣耀，永远属于你。天地都要跪拜，因你奇妙圣名。
Let heaven and earth bow down in the wonder of your name.
愿天地都要跪拜，因为我哋上帝嘅名奇妙圣名。
I'm not afraid to die. 兄姊妹请坐 ，please be seated。